Let me see if we can get Russ. I don't know if I've got him. Wait a minute, here he is. Let's just try him. We're gonna just call him and see if he picks up.
You really love to call people live on air, don't
I do,
you?
Yeah, well, I really do. But Russ knows. Russ, are you there? Russ, it's Louie.
Hey, Louie. Hey, how you doing? I was gonna call you.
Okay, do you want to call in on a different from a different number or what?
Yeah, should I call 330?
What number
should I call?
Call that number, the 330, the 333-4454.
Okay.
How soon?
Like right now.
Okay, all right. Okay, right now, cool. He's great. He is as nice as he just sounds there. I mean, he's a great guy, wonderful filmmaker, and I'm excited to catch up with him. I probably was calling him on a different... here he is. Good. My Nato brother from another mother.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing, brother. I'm doing great. How about you?
I just finished doing pickups for another film called Collar.
Oh, we got to talk about it. I've got to tell you something. Very unusual. I sent you a text a little bit ago. I'm not sure if you got it because I just sent it. But I've got this young man sitting across from me, and this a woman that there's a career and technical school in the community, and she comes on. This is Melissa Hackett. She's a wonderful, wonderful young lady. And she said, can I send a student to shadow you some morning? And come on, you've been in studio with me, as wacky as I am. I don't know. You know, all I can teach them is what not to do, right? So I love this kid sitting across from me, young man, I'm sorry. Kid's complimentary. Russ is a kid too. And he's a wonderful young man. And this all just kind of happened. He wants to go into film, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Introduce yourself to Russ Emanuel.
Hi, Russ. My name is Brandon. Brandon Palomeki. And I'm, kind of here.
Hey, how you been? Hey, Brandon.
He's great, great, great young man. And it just worked out that you were scheduled today. I mean, how wild is that?
It's very wild.
I would say.
Brandon, talking about Louie is just, he's been very supportive of Occupants since when? When was that, Louie? Last May?
Last May you came in. You were in the studio.
Yeah, and, we clicked, you know, and we both liked this food called natto, which is a very acquired taste, I guess. But you have to try it now, Brandon, because, you've been nattoed into
the show. That's right. It's a fermented soybean product.
Okay.
That the first time I ordered it in a restaurant, it was in a Japanese restaurant, and they had it in a norimaki, in a maki roll. And the waitress said, that's not, because I'm not Asian, she said, it's not for you. And the more she tried to dissuade me from it, the more I wanted it. It's like, I want to know, as long as it's not meat, I want it. And it's a wonderful product, but most people, I mean, people, it's one of those, right? People either love it or don't want to ever see it again.
Listen, just like in Japan, it's like half of the Japanese people and Japanese. This food, they love it, and half of it really detest it.
It's interesting. You know what? Bitter melon, which is I've had in Chinese restaurants called kugua, and I love that bitter taste. And it's funny because my wife and I were in Manhattan once, and I ordered kugua, bitter melon. And the Chinese lady at the restaurant said, I can't believe you're eating that. I can't get my kids to eat it. And, it's one of those things. The same thing with Chinese. There's a lot of people that like it and a lot of people that don't.
Yeah.
But I love natto. And you are, Russ Emanuel, my natto brother from another mother. Do me a favor for new listeners and for Brandon. Tell us about yourself, a little bit about your background before we get into the new stuff, okay?
Okay, sure. So my name is Russ Emanuel. I'm a director of films. I've done 4 feature films, including the one that, called Occupants. The reason why I met Louis in the first place. And it's been in, 30 festivals now. It's going to be playing, it's going to play in the SoCal Film Festival in about a week. That's local for me. I'm in Huntington Beach, California. So it's kind of like a homecoming, if you will. And then they'll also play in like Sedona, Florida, North Carolina, D.C., and Boston. So, you know, it's playing. And this is just in February. This film is about a young couple named Annie and Neil Curtis. And they're on a 30-day clean living natto. No, I'm kidding, not natto. But it's a vegan detox diet, and which could involve natto. Who knows?
It sure should. It should if it doesn't.
Yes, and they set up cameras all over their house to basically document their new lifestyle. And by doing so, they inadvertently capture a parallel version of themselves on that footage. And, you know, what starts out as found footage becomes a science fiction because of the parallel universe angle, and then it turns into pure horror. Now, this film stars Brianna White as Annie Curtis, Michael Pugliese as Neil Curtis, and Robert Picardo, some of you may know, from Star Trek Voyager.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
He plays Dr. Alan Peterson. Mm-hmm. So, this film, it's just like, I guess it's a little film that could, and I've been very grateful because it's opened up doors for me for future projects like the one I guess we're going to talk about, The Assassin's Apprentice and Collar. So I guess that's it in a nutshell.
So you say the little film that could. You're surprised then by the tremendous success. I mean, come on, you're going all over the country, picking up awards, and that the love of the film is going international. Unexpected, would you say, Russ?
It's something I had hoped for, and you know, I've done other films, and you know, they've had varying degrees of success. But nothing like this. This one really, I'll give you an example. At Shriek Fest is one of the top horror festivals, run by Denise Gossett. We won the Best Sci-Fi Feature Award. Now, our film was made for like five figures. I mean, you can look it up on Indiegogo. We raised $28,000. And we beat out this other incredible film that was made for $1 million.
Wow.
So it's like,
that's insane.
You know, and that really shocked me. Really, really shocked me. I mean, it just, that's why I call it the little film that could, because it really is a little film that it just keeps going, you know. And we actually are going to have a major rollout in June. We have a distributor, IGN, you know, they made sales. And there's going to be a major rollout. So people are asking me, where can I see this? Well, in June, you will be able to see this nationwide. So.
I love that. That's fantastic. And again, open doors for you. Yeah, I want to get into some of the new stuff, if we can, just a couple of minutes for us. But I want to ask you, here's Brandon, 16 years old. He's got a wonderful presence. He's a real gentleman. I call him, in my tradition, a real mensch, a real, you know, he's got his manners. He's well-spoken. And, you know, a lot of kids these days don't make, I get it, I don't mean this as a criticism, are shy of making eye contact with adults or older folks. He's got a great presence and would like to go into filmmaking at some point, correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah.
What 16 years old, bright kid, what would you say to him, Russ?
I say, follow your dreams, and just go for it. You know, I mean, it's not an easy career. but you know, if you really have that passion, then I just say, just make your films. You can even make it with your iPhone. You know, I mean, now with technology, which, you know, for me, I'm 39. So, you know, I didn't have an iPhone, you know, back when I was 16. So, you know, I mean, the options were more limited. But now you can, I apologize, sorry.
That's all right.
You could actually, just shoot something with your iPhone. You could edit it together with software. I guess you even have free software online now.
Yeah.
Wow. Make a film. Just do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Just go for it.
Yeah. You know, mm-hmm. For me, I did a Star Trek fan film, I guess, in my senior year of high school. And that got me into the USC Cinema School. So, you know, making films, and I don't know if you've made films before or, you know, what, but just make films. There's film festivals. I don't know if you know, like Film Freeway or Lovato Box. the services, you know, target the free ones. There are free festivals.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't cost money, so just submit them, you know, use it, you know, to, if you want to go to film school, to get into film school, or, you know, you don't have to go to film school either. You know, I don't know if you know the story of Steven Spielberg. He got rejected from USC Cinema.
Is that right?
Wow. Imagine if he got accepted. It would be a completely different Steven Spielberg, you know. So,
good point. You that's a good to, point.
Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent.
So that's what I say. Follow your dreams, I guess. No, that's where my rambling is taking
No, me. That's not, no, no, no. Russ, that's good. So tell us where things are at today for you.
Where things are for me? Well, they're basically, I shot a film called The Assassin's Apprentice in December. And that one stars Robert Picardo, you know, who whom I worked with several times, including on Occupants. And then also... that has Marina Sirtis, who was Counselor Troy on Star Trek The Next Generation. And we shot that in December, like, 2nd or 3rd. You're hearing my dog, by the way. Sorry
I love
that.
It, though. No, I love it. You got to send me a picture of the dog.
There's a dog in this room right now. And
you got to send me a picture of the dog.
Yeah, name is Momo. I will do
Momo.
That.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So we shot that over 3 days in early December. It was written by a really great guy named Paul Hickman. It was produced by Howard Nash, who also produced Occupants. And, you know, Howard and I, we've done, you know, I owe a lot to Howard Nash. So just a shout out to him. But, yeah, basically Paul Hickman wrote it. We got, you know, Marita Sirtis, Robert Picardo, and then Tara Page, who's a renowned stunt actress. So it's basically about an assassin's apprentice, which is what the title of the film is. Mm-hmm. And she has to go on one final mission in order to become a full-fledged assassin. Now, she is funky, though. She doesn't follow the rules, and that's where the film becomes interesting. So that's what that film is about. And right now, we're in the editing phase. And we're actually going to do some pickups on February 24th. So, yeah, it's gonna be a very fascinating film, and I look forward to, you know, showing it to you, Louis, and, you know.
Oh, I can't wait. Yeah, I can't.
And then I just shot a film last weekend called Collar, and we did pickups yesterday for it, and that is basically about. Oh, how can I say it? So it's like, I guess the tagline is, not all sins can be forgiven.
Uh-oh.
And, a seemingly ordinary man confronting a seemingly ordinary Catholic priest. That's all I'm going to say about
it. Yeah, oh,
but, whoa.
Yeah. Oh.
Now, both of these pieces
I
are like concepts. So they are, there's like episodes written for Collar for a full-fledged series, and same thing with Assassin's Apprentice for a movie trilogy. And for that one, both Picardo and Sirtis are signed on for the trilogy. So it's in their contract. So yeah, we have we have big goals, if you will, for those two productions. That's why I signed on. The producer and writer of Collar, and I'm going to mispronounce his last name, and I'm sorry, Troy Gabaldon. I pronounced that.
You're but, right. You correct me.
I probably mispronounced the name. I'm sorry. Sean Gunnell, Michael Ray, Denise Gossett, and Jennifer Durst are the main actors. And by the way, Jennifer, if you know, she is Evil Hands in Occupants. She's that big hand. that hand on the poster.
That's hers.
So, well, here's a funny. She's becoming like a running gag in my films now. So in Occupant, she's Evil Hands. And then
Evil
in
Hands.
Assassin's Apprentice, she's Creepy Hands. and then in Collar, she's Praying Hands.
That's amazing.
Great. That's great. Oh, God, that's great.
So we had a lot of fun.
You know what? I got to send you a song for her. Devo, there was a band from originally from the Akron, Ohio area called Devo, and they've got a song out called Praying Hands.
Yeah, you've heard of it.
Yeah. I got to send it to you.
Send it to me. Yeah.
Praying Hands. It's great. It's great. You got Praying Hands. Oh, That's great. I will, Russ. So things are going, like, would you say amazingly well?
It's going way too fast.
Way too fast. Yeah. Way too fast.
I'm incredibly grateful. Like Troy and Nepal, they took, a chance on me, winning a treat, but that was something very special. I think that really helped to catapult, my own career. But yeah, they didn't have to sign me on as director, but they did. So, I'm grateful, and I want to work 150% on any production that comes my way. That includes future projects like The Dollhouse, which I've talked to you about before, by producer Julie. And I'm going to mispronounce her name again. Dollhouse. Yeah.
But you can pronounce Nato.
Of course, I have to give a shout out to Alan Courtright, right?
That's right. Who put us together?
Little Alan. Who had a part in Occupants, I would not be talking to you. So,
well, I've got to mention this. Yeah, and I like Alan a lot. I was talking about him earlier. In February 18th at 4:40, the Cosmic Occupants Cosmic Film Festival screening in Orlando.
Yes, that's right. Which I will tell you this: that's not the only screening on February 18th for Occupants.
Wow,
four others.
Wow.
And this is what I mean by the little film that doesn't stop. It really doesn't stop.
So, let me ask you, Russ, again about that. Seriously. I mean, what do you think it is? What is it about, would you say? What would you say it is about Occupants? I mean, it has just taken it's made tremendous strides with that. So, I mean, why, and you keep calling it the little film that could. What is it about Occupants? What would you say if you had to say, I think Occupants really propelled us, it's a little film that could, because?
It's a combination. Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, you. Go ahead.
It's a shout out. I have to give a shout out to Julia Cameron, the writer. I mean, she really started that project. And by the way, Julia, she has a cameo in Collar. So it's like a little thank you.
Wow.
So you'll see her in Collar. But yeah, Julia Cameron's script was just really incredible. And, just the whole team, whether it's Michael Pliassi, Brianna White, Rob Ricardo, Howard Nash, Emil Harris, the editor and the DP. Everybody, the music, Bacillus Molestus, the sound design by Sean Fahimian. I mean, I know I'm missing a lot of people, but, Alicia Byronis, Nina Minnelli, they're like makeup and costume. Yeah, just the Tatiana Kolina production. It takes this whole team, to create this movie magic. And we clicked. We found a wonderful location through Airbnb. And, that was a suggestion by Howard, by the way, Howard Nash. We found the right location. We had the right cast. We had the right crew. Post-production, it went smoothly. I have friends like Chris Winters, who was in the film. He's the co-producer who helped, bring a lot of these testimonial videos. There's the footage in Occupants was supposedly put together by the Peterson Research Institute. Peterson.
Tell that story. Tell that story about the Peterson Research Institute.
Well, there's a viral website called PRI-research.info, and you could see various testimonial videos of people who saw parallel universes. And my friend Chris Winters, my friend John Ouvrier, and others, they got their friends and their family to record videos for us, and it's incorporated into the film. You can see it on the website, and of course, and it's also not of course, but then we have a comic book tie-in.
Oh.
To the by it was Eric Kask, our associate producer, who came up with the idea, and he got us in touch with DC Marvel Comics artist Dave Beatty, and Al Sparrow, the letterer, and Brian Miller, who was the colorist, and they created this incredible 24-page comic book. Which is a tie-in to the film. So all this all this is based on, I guess, you know, family. I consider everybody family. You know, we drew in Timothy Conley, my friend Timothy Conley, main character in the comic book tie-in. He's in the film, too. Nicole Morris and then Chris Winters was drawn in. So basically, it's like, I was inspired by, and I don't know, Brandon, if you saw Cloverfield.
Yes, I love that film.
Okay.
It's a great film.
If you remember Cloverfield, well, I don't know, you're 16, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know if you remember this, but they had a viral marketing campaign.
Yeah, I've seen the videos, yeah.
Oh, okay. So you had Slushel Cola and Tagliato, I think it was something like that, some Japanese company.
Mm-hmm.
And then they tied out to that new film last year, 10 Cloverfield Lane, which was like mm-hmm. tie-in. But I was very inspired in 2008 by this viral marketing campaign, which is why I wanted to create these testimonial videos and this PRI research site and comic book tie-ins, because, you know, I want to expand this universe of Occupants. And if you watch Occupants, you know that that there could be more, if you will. Mm-hmm. Because if you know the parallel universe theory, there's the multiverse theory,
yeah.
right? Which is
mm-hmm.
really infinite possibilities.
Yeah.
So right now, Julia the writer, she's writing Occupants 2 based on, you know, the demand of Occupants 1. And trust me, we're expanding. We're tying in the comic book universe. We're tying in the Peterson Research Institute. You know, we're just, it's fun. It's very, very fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you make a film, if you don't have fun making it, I don't think there's movie magic, you know. I don't think it comes across, you know. Something's off if the magic isn't there. And I think the magic starts with the camaraderie of everybody who comes together. You know, yeah, it's serious. It's a serious business. You know, we're also trying to, you know, to recoup the money, right?
Sure, yeah.
Our investment. And that's definitely on my mind. So I want to make a product that that's sellable, you know, so that people will want to see it. You know, they'll pay money to actually see it, and thereby we recoup the money for our investors. And hopefully they can make a profit, and hopefully they're happy, and maybe they'll want to invest again
mm-hmm.
In a future production. So, you know, I'm very serious about that. But at the same time, on set, you know, there's some funny moments, and we had that evil hand gag. You just have to have fun, you know, at the
yeah.
same time. You know, you have to combine the two, and I think that creates the movie magic, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And that movie magic is what comes across on the screen. And luckily, and I'm very grateful, people like Louis, Alan, you know, I mean, without them, I would not have seen Ohio. You know, I visited mm-hmm. Ohio for the first time last year. I was going to a place called Rapicon.
Yeah.
In Aspen, Ohio, run by Kelly Lawrence. And, you know, they paved my way to come out there, and I'm just really grateful. It's the first time somebody actually gave me a stipend. So no, it was surreal. It was very surreal, and I got to see Ohio. I got to visit your wonderful town of Youngstown, which mm-hmm. I it's beautiful. I mean, just looking at the architecture, there's nothing like that here where I live, Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
It's just beautiful. And it's like a perfect place to shoot a film. Hinted.
You were saying that you're shooting a film in Youngstown or something?
No, I'm saying Brad is
shooting.
I'll be
the one filming.
Okay,
here.
Good. Or you might get out of here. I mean, who knows? Who knows? So when we, Russ, as far as websites, because you know I've always got the Occupants up. I've got what. Are particular websites for new films, or where are we sending people these days?
For Occupants, you know,
I've got that.
Before,
yeah.
Occupantsthemovie.com.
I've got Occupants. That one. Yeah. In addition, where else?
Well, you go to my website, russem.com, R-U-S-S-E-M, M as in Mary.com. And when you go to the first page, you will see the posters of all my films. And you just click on them, and then they'll take you to each of their websites.
Okay. And when people, yeah. when people, again, when they, as they hear this, there comes your music came up. Sorry.
Oh, no.
when you, think about where it's going. And I know it's hard because you keep referring to the little film that could, being the occupant. When you look at where you feel your career, if you will, is going, and what I love about you is you were one of the nicest human beings I've ever met, one of the warmest people I've ever met. What I love about Brandon is Brandon's got that warmth, he's got that presence like you do, and I just love that.
Ditto, by the way.
Thank you.
I totally agree.
Where do you see it? Where would you ideally, and again, maybe it sounds like a dumb question, but where would you like to see your creativity go, Russ?
I'm a big fan of the blockbuster films. You know, I grew up with them, whether it's Star Wars. Star Wars really impacted me. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking original trilogy. You know, I own all of them. And I, by the way, I just shout out to Rogue One. I thought that was fantastic.
Oh, yeah, it was brilliant. I loved it.
It just harkened back to that original spirit of the A New Hope, if you will. Mm-hmm. And I just loved how it tied it together with A New Hope. But, you know, I grew up with those films of George Lucas or Steven Spielberg. Hitchcock is a big inspiration for me. So I would love to make films like that if I can get a sizable budget. And, you know, even a film like John Wick, which was fantastic, by the way.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen all these films. I got a list of films I got to see that Brandon was telling me about that you.
Well, you got it. The John Wick 2 coming out, and it's going to be nice.
How will I know if I don't see John Wick 1?
Morpheus. But yeah, and then these films, like John Wick, cost what, I think like $30 million, $25 million. You know, the first Matrix cost, I think, $60 million. Mm-hmm. You see, you need a budget in order to pull off these incredible stunts, you know, to get that vision across, to get that specific shot. One reason we did pickups for Collar, by the way, and that was not a seven-eight figure budget, but you know, is because there were some shots that we could not get during Principal, and we my DP Ray Carwell, by the way, is an incredible DP. I'll just shout out to him, but he and I, we discussed it even before we start shooting. We created, of course, what's called a shot list. Based on the storyboards, right? You create a shot list as to what we're going to shoot. And we're like, okay, so what are the priority shots? What can we get as a pickup? And we were like designating pickup shots already before we started shooting. So we purposely planned a pickup day, you know, based on what's priority. So the reason I mention that is in order to get the shots that I wanted, it takes time to set those shots up. You know, whether it's lighting or a camera, a performance, or you know, just staging, makeup. I don't know. You know, I mean, we had a makeup, and I can't give it away. But there was this makeup effect by Alicia Byronis. Again, she's been the makeup artist on since Occupants. So actually, the Occupants, Happy Apprentice, now Color. Well, she did this incredible makeup special effects, and it took her 20 minutes to apply. So you have to take that into account when you do these choice shots. And that is why we had a pickup day. Now, I mention that because then you get a bigger budget. You can actually do all this, you know. Have you, Brendan, have you seen Touch of Evil?
I've heard of it, but I've yet to see it.
Okay, Touch of Evil is by Orson Welles. You know,
that's one I've seen. I love that. That's incredible. You do that.
He knows a lot of classic.
Let me tell you something. Brandon knows a lot of classic films, and that's one you got to put on your list. Touch of Evil. Go ahead.
Orson Welles. You probably saw Citizen Kane. I'm assuming. He's like one of the pioneers of film noir. You know, everything in shadow. I love a certain shadow. In Color, I definitely employed that. We employed that in Occupants and Assassin's Apprentice. Conflict.
Yeah.
So it's like perfect. The reason I mentioned Touch of Evil, though, is there's a sequence at the very beginning. And Louis, correct me if I'm wrong. I think it's 4 minutes long or 5 minutes long.
One single shot
for 5 minutes. The camera's moving, everybody, you know, it's like following people, it's going under, I don't know, maybe bridges or roads or whatnot, but it's one single shot.
Yeah.
And it takes 5 minutes, it's a 5 minute shot. And there's no way you could shoot that in just one day. It probably took them several days. It's just that perfect. Now, in order to do that, you need a budget, right? You know, you need money. money to be able to hire the crew, to hire the props, the cars, you know, to pay the people to get food, like catering, craft services, and need all this. And it costs money. So that's what I mean by bigger budgets, you know, is that you could afford to do that and you feel comfortable that you can get your vision across. So that is my goal, if you will, you know, to get a bigger budget so that I can do films where, you know, basically you can get your vision across even better.
So that ideally that's going to be where you would love to have that blockbuster. But go ahead, Russ.
No, I would love that. That would be my dream, is to be able to do something like this, you know, because then you get those choice shots. You're able to, you know, get your vision across. So it'd be great if it's possible.
Right. And I know that you're on the way for that. I know that you are on your way for that, because
Kind words, my not so brother.
But you're not so brother from another mother. I know you are. And I want to say, one of the things I love about you, Russ, is, you know, you didn't miss a beat when I told you I had a young man in the studio today. You're so giving, you know, you're just generous of heart. And I love that about you. And I'm thrilled Occupants is going to be like universally available very, very soon, in just a few months. And you and I've got to make sure that we catch up more often, like we were before. We're trying to do like a weekly update. I know you're really, really busy, but just take maybe another 60 seconds, if you will, and talk once again about what next week is like for you.
Next week, we're screening. Well, first, I'm planning some pickups for The Assassin's Apprentice, which we're shooting on the 24th, so I have to go location scouting in, you know, my neck of the woods, basically. So that's one. Number two, we have a film festival coming up for Occupants called the SoCal Film Festival, and that's going to be at the Huntington Beach Library. I'm assuming a lot of your listeners are not going to be local to Huntington Beach, but if you are, come on by
and say hi, right?
It's at 8 o'clock, 8 p.m., which is Pacific Standard Time, on Thursday, February 9th. And we're the opening film of the festival. It's run by a great guy named Guy Davis. I just you know, right now I'm just publicizing. So I'm creating postcards, you know, for the event to try to, you know, just get people to come. They are going to have an article about the festival in something called the OC Register, which is a local newspaper here. So hopefully that'll get the word out. And yeah, that's what I'm planning for that. And then on the 14th, I'm going to be leaving for Boston. And then I'm going to Washington, D.C., then coming back and driving to Sedona, Arizona. And these are for three film festivals. The Boston Sci-Fi Film Festival, which is in its 42nd year, where Occupants is screening. The D.C. Independent Film Festival, which again, Occupants is screening, both on February 18th. And then the Sedona International Film Festival, with screening on the 20th and the 23rd. So I'm going to be doing that. Then I have to come back by the 24th to do pickups for Assassin's Apprentice. At the same time, Julia Camera, our writer, she's going to represent our film at Nevermore Film Festival, which is a really wonderful festival in Durham, North Carolina. Oh, am I missing one? Oh, yeah, and the Cosmic. You mentioned the Cosmic Film Festival.
That
one is going to be represented by good friends Regina Nixon and her son Zachary, who were contributors for the comic book, and Zachary was drawn into the comic book, so they were kind enough to help rep the film for us, because it's again on the same day, the 18th, that Occupant is playing at two other festivals, and there's just no way I can go to all of them.
Of course not. And you're so
great. Like my parallel self, or my not so brother.
You're not so brother. Send me. You're not so brother from another mother. I have to tell you, you're wonderful. I just love you, Russ Emanuel. You are wonderful. Russem, RussEm.com. We've got links up to Occupants. I've got lots of links up at Vindy.com and LouisFreeShow.com. And so glad that we were able to hook up today. And thank you for being so generous and gracious with your time and ideas for Brandon today.
Thank you as always for having me on. And Brandon, I hope I've been of some help. In the LA area, you want to, you know, get, you know, one thing, by the way, Brandon,
get Natto with you.
Well, yeah, to get enough film. No, to work on other other films, you know, to get the experience as, like, I started out as a production assistant.
Yeah.
You know, just to... Yeah, understand the environment of
a film, right? I've been on production of the film. We were shooting a film out here in Warren, Ohio. A friend of ours, his name is Khaled Tabara, and they shot, I think it was called Swift Kill or something like that. It's like a cheesy 80s action film, and we shot that in a Warren, Ohio. And yeah, I got, like, me and a couple other guys from the Career Center went down. We spent the whole day and we, you know, shot the film with them. We production assisted. We basically did whatever they needed. And, you know,
yeah,
that was a great learning experience for me. And today has also been a really great learning experience for me.
Well, I have to tell you something. Again, Russ, you're wonderful. And I appreciate you, my not-so-brother from another mother. Maybe
hopefully I'll see you soon and meet you, Brandon, too. If I come back to Rathacon.
You got to come. Yeah. You got to get up this way again. I don't know. You know, we'll keep you. I won't let you go, bro. We'll find some natto here, and that'll be it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We'll definitely
Or take me with you. Take me. Please take me. Russ, thanks, man. Thank you so much, as always.
Thank you so much, Lee, and nice to meet you, Brandon.
Nice to
we'll
meet
do
you
it
too,
again.
Russ.
Thanks.